12:21 on this Sunday afternoon, Father's Day. You've probably heard about D.C. craft breweries, but what about D.C. distilleries?
There is only one, but it is a real one, and it's the first gin producer in D.C. since Prohibition.
John Usselton, and I'm one of the owners at New Columbia Distillers, makers of Green Hat Gin.
It's not done in a bathtub?
It is not done in a bathtub. We have a professional still.
What possessed them to open a professional distillery in D.C.?
We felt it needed one. There's a bunch of breweries opening up, and that, we thought that was great for D.C., but there wasn't a distillery that we knew of, and obviously there wasn't one, and D.C. really needed one. You know, there's a big movement here towards, you know, things that are made in D.C., and we start with raw grain and go to finished bottle right over by the old Hex Warehouse up in Northeast D.C. This is Michael Lowe, my partner and father-in-law, and he's the other owner of New Columbia Distillers.
What made you want to support the idea of your son-in-law?
I was a retired lawyer.
Mostly his idea.
And I was bored. There's only so much yoga you can do, right? So we started kicking around ideas, and frankly, since there aren't any around Washington, we weren't aware you could do this on a small scale. Started doing some research. We did an apprenticeship out on the West Coast and decided, yeah, we can do this.
I met up with the owners of D.C.'s New Columbia Distillers at a tasting here in the Longview Gallery, sponsored by the Distilled Spirits Council.
It's two gins out right now, it's the spring summer and then our year-round gin. I'm going to start you out with the spring summer. It's a little bit lighter in style, all about the citrus and the floral notes. So four different citruses, and then we've got cherry blossoms, little clover blossoms, some rose hips, a little fresh rosemary for the herbal components.
Now, I don't have to spit this out, though.
Not at all. We prefer that you don't.
That's wine. That's right.
Yeah.
That's just wine.
And this is our year-round gin. So this is a little bit more of an herbal component to it, a little bit more weight to it, and bottled a little bit lower proof than our seasonal gin.
If you've never seen a distillery, New Columbia does offer tours in their warehouse in the Northeast D.C. neighborhood of Ivy City.
Our official tours and tasting day is on Saturdays from 1 to 4.
How long have you been making the gin?
We bottled our first production batch October 1st of last year.
And can you buy it just in D.C. liquor stores?
D.C. right now, and we just launched into Maryland. So except for Montgomery County, which they're getting approval there right now, the last couple weeks we've launched across the state in Maryland.
Virginia anytime soon?
We did our presentation and they turned us down. Yeah.
Why?
I think we're too small for them.
But that's because New Columbia is a craft distillery. In D.C., Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
And just ahead here on WTOP, what...